This podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus over at jayandjacktv.com. Listen to our great shows like Jay and Jack TV, The Married Man Show, and more over at jayandjacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. Once again, it's jayandjacktv.com for Jay and Jack Plus. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's Jay and Jack back from their Autism Speaks weekend. Yes, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
It's not your good friends, Jay and Jack?
I couldn't put that in there and like have it even, you know, be even with the measures.
It's not true. Is that what you're saying? It's no longer true. We're not good friends.
I mean, I'm good friends with everybody. I worry about you though, and your connection with people.
Because maybe I'm not good. I'm just not nice. Is that what you're saying?
Well, do you think you're good friends with all of them?
They're all my friends. Hey, I don't know how many friends I have on Facebook. They're all my close personal friends.
All of your close personal.
Everyone, Twitter is my close personal friend. Anyone listening to me right now is my close personal friend. Mm-hmm. Unless I don't like you. Then you're not. Is that rude? So we had the Autism Speaks thing. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Another successful weekend. I thank everyone for coming down. I thank everyone for help cleaning up. I always think that was great that everyone came back and helped clean up the next day because we kind of just left.
Yep.
I had to go clean up the blood.
Off the ice.
Yeah, because... someone you would think he looks like the strongest, toughest, you know, guy there. Would you say
he's a cop? So he's a
cop, yeah. Guy. But he had
shape,
yeah. He fell on the ice, and it's funny how I put two and two together when I got down there, because mm-hmm. where a lot of the blood was, we have a harness for figure skaters. They train. There's a rope. There's a cable that goes across the ice, and there's a harness, a rope.
Yeah,
actually, the harness wasn't there. Okay. Thank God. So I saw the rope hanging there. I saw the blood. I go, now I can see what happened. Someone was probably playing with this and fell. Well, I guess he fell and hit his hand.
Yeah.
He comes up. And we're in the middle of talking to, here's who we're talking to. And my look is like, what the hell did you do? Because he's got a paper towel, which is blood all over. I'm like going, okay. But it was his hand. He hit his hand on the ice, a rough spot on the ice. Cut his hand. It was just afterwards when I went to go make the ice, there was blood all over the ice. Like he dripped all off the ice. I'm like going, look, he wasn't dizzy and then passed out. But the tough guy, the tough cop, had Hello Kitty band-aids.
Yes.
Because that's the only band-aids I could find. I turned around and said, well, there's a first aid kit right behind me. Right behind me, and you could have had manly band-aids, but that was fun.
It's a big first aid kit.
Yeah, I try not to watch people when they're skating on the ice mm-hmm. because it's just. I'm trying to concentrate, and I can't worry about people dying on the ice.
Yeah.
Does that sound rude?
Well, I think this was the first time that people, as we did in a different location within the same rink this
year,
and we did it upstairs,
right? We could,
which everybody enjoyed because you could see the action on the ice.
Well, that and your mom said they didn't feel like they were animals at the zoo.
Yeah, and everybody
when you do it downstairs, everyone stops and looks. What are they doing? And we have to perform like monkey tricks and stuff like that. That's always felt like I had to do something because they're staring at you. Yeah. Sometimes I'd just poop and throw it at them. You know, it's kind of, you know.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's a zoo-like experience.
No, that's terrible.
There's glass in front. It's just like any monkey engagement. You can't hit the customers with poop.
This has gone downhill real quick. Real quick.
What are the monkeys thinking when they're throwing poop at people?
I don't know.
Yeah. Come on. What are they thinking? Think like a monkey for a second. No?
I don't want to. I'm a man. I don't need to think like a monkey.
Jeez. I guess you never really watched Planet of the Apes, huh?
No.
Men didn't have power then, did they?
It's a movie. It's fiction.
No, it's real. That's it's in the future.
Real. Which one? The Mark Wahlberg one? Or
No. Come on. Child, please. Say hi to your mother for me. Say hi to your mother.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Say hello to your mother for me. The monkey over there. Yeah. Give her a banana.
So we had a... Autism Speaks walk to kick it off.
Yes, we did.
Walk run. And
quite possibly one of the most entertaining moments of me exercising ever. And it wasn't because I was doing anything. It's because, you know, a few of us, about four or five of us, were like, okay, we're going to run, you know.
Now, can I say something positive about the run first? I give credit to anyone who did the four laps, because that course was brutal.
That was a tough course.
Because it was pavement.
Yeah.
There were potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
There was a prison. I come walking down the hill with my wife and my daughter, and I look up and I go, is that a prison? Because we're in a school. We're in a school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was a big school. There was a lot of land. And I go, and it has two fences, barbed wire all the way through it. So I'm thinking, okay, this isn't like a white collar prison. No, this is your blue collar prison. this is your bad guys. And they have guard towers with, you know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they had guns up there.
Yeah.
But I go, okay.
Well, what was tough about the course is that they're only 3/4 mile in length, but
right.
It was pretty, there was a bit of downhill, but the last like 2/4 of it was all uphill.
It was
like
uphill,
big uphill, and then just a solid incline to the finish line, and then you go back down. So it was a good track in terms of making you work for it.
Yeah. For me, I'd prefer like an oval course that had like
level
and like the new spongy tracks they have now. That would have been my ideal place to run. They have studies that come out, and I know you're big on studies because we'll go back to the whole talking on your cell phone thing that you needed to have a government study to tell you it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back and revisit that real quick. Do you believe that it's not safe to drive and talk on your cell phone now and text?
That was never my argument. You were like, 98% of people text while they drive and 50% of them die.
No, I said it was worse than drunk driving. Driving.
I was like, okay, so where's your statistics?
I said because driving? More people are doing it. And you said, what, aren't you? I go, I don't need a government statistic because I open up my eyes and look both ways and say, oh, everyone's on their cell phone.
But see, what you do is like two people will do something like, and everybody's doing it.
And it has come out now. The government has released a study that
trust
you want us to bet. That the government says, you know what, texting and driving and talking to your cell phone is worse. There are more accidents caused by that than, and it's only going to get, and my argument also was, it's only going to get worse because you have younger kids now doing it. They're going to be, it's like smoking. Once you start smoking, you get addicted to it. You can't, I do it.
I think the cars are getting smarter though. Like in my car with the hands-free driving built into it.
You don't even have to look what you're doing anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like I can just hit the Siri. I'm like, you know, Siri, call wife or call dad or whatever, and it'll call you, and I can just talk to you on the phone, and I can pay attention.
You have
the
your
road.
Siri to wife? I don't have it to the
no,
name.
It's calling. I use right. Text or call.
Call wife. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm making it generic for people at home, but
must call wife. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yours I put in loser, but bald-headed loser.
That's I can live with that.
Siri, call
I can live
baldy.
With that. Yours is dork.
See?
And I'm not even lying.
I know you're not lying.
But no, going back to the run, I give you guys credit for doing that run because the track was, like I said, for me, going downhill is always the worst because you're putting all your weight forward and you're hitting that pavement.
Yeah.
For me, that's the worst than running uphill.
Mm-hmm.
I ran half a lap, but my problem is I run. I don't jog.
Yeah.
I run.
You got to pace yourself on this.
Yeah, but I'm not a runner. I don't do it. And I was leading up, but 3 weeks ago got sick. And I smartly said, all right, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this run.
Yeah.
And when I saw the course, I went, yes, good move. But the TAF.
So I wasn't part of the podcast where he proclaimed that he was going to do a 6-minute mile.
Yeah.
I wasn't part. Did he say at one point he did a 4-minute mile or something like that?
He did say that, yes. Okay. He was in the Olympics. You don't remember TAF from the Olympics?
No, I don't. I must have been too young at the time. But
it was in all the papers.
You know, Dan and John were like, come on, Dale, you can do this. And Dan was like, I'm going to be your running buddy, and we're going to run together. And so
Dale, you see what going back to, you see what Facebook, you posted something Dan gave you?
Yes.
You see what I put?
Yes, it was funny.
thanks, Dan, for giving me all this Apple stuff. I go, thanks, Dan, for giving it to him after he moved.
It was a very nice gesture.
I don't care. Gift. You get all the crap you want, but you're gone now. That's the best part.
So Dale Shelton, he's in his racing gear, and he has like his knee braces and everything, and so
he almost looked like RoboCop. He's the RoboCop of joggers.
Well, we make fun of how he skates and he runs like he has a stick up his butt as well.
Yeah, he does.
It's very like
So
it kicks off. It's a bunch of people.
It's crowded.
It's one thing I learned from
we were in the back of the pack.
Yeah, the one thing I learned from the color run is. Or I guess it's any run now. Is
well, I said I go.
When you start
I even
out,
said I go. Anyone running should go to the front.
Yeah,
but nobody listened to me. But I'm used to it.
But so just
I didn't need a government survey telling me that hey, if you're going to run with a bunch of people walking, you should probably get to the front.
Yeah,
but I don't need a government survey. I call it common sense.
So the first half is pretty downhill.
To me that was the hardest part.
It is, but for Dale and him starting his run, he started out like bad.
He did.
Sprinting.
We're sitting like this. I go, oh my god. I go, call 911 now.
Yeah,
call 911 now.
And honestly, even for my own pacing, I was probably going a little too fast because I wanted to see Dale collapse. And
that became the goal for I think everyone that was there. There was like 1,000 people there, and everyone's like going. Yeah, I don't even know who this guy is, but I want to see him collapse.
So they kind of get out ahead of the pack, and you know, eventually I make it past the pack as well, and I can just see them up ahead. And pretty much before that hill, the first hill, like when you're running past the prison, I can just see him start to slow down, stop, start fixing his knee brace or whatever the hell he had, and eventually just those little spurts, and then just kind of walking, little spurts, and then walking, eventually I passed him running.
He did stop. He didn't run the whole thing.
Well, no, he stopped at points, just kind of to catch his breath or whatever.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do, though.
Oh, it is. I mean, you
got to keep running.
Yeah, you got to keep running. So he makes it to the finish line finally, and he just stops and just starts panting and has his hands over his knees. And Colleen got this amazing picture. It's on the Facebook group at facebook.com/JaneJackGreenberg.
And we're raising money for it, right? It's going to be a signed copy of it.
$60 get a signed copy of that picture. It looks like a man defeated.
Well, I give him credit for doing it.
Yeah, I
for
give
saying
him credit
he could do, but it was a stupid thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in shape. He's 50 years old. He could have easily have dropped dead of a heart attack. And the course, like I said, it was not a level flat course. It was there were potholes. I almost fell into a pothole when I started running. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I looked down. I had to kind of jump over it. I go, God, there's potholes everywhere here. I have bad ankles. I have bad body. But I'm happy he did it and didn't die. It was a stupid thing to do.
So for 3/4 mile, he did it in, I think, a smidge under 7 minutes.
Yeah. When I started running, I was on pace to do 7 minutes, but then I got about halfway up that hill. I go, all right. I'm not trying to impress. I didn't say I would do it, so stop. just stop. Because that's my last lap. I said, okay, I'll run the last lap. So I'm running and running. I go, that's not bad. I get down the hill, kind of hurt, and I'm running straight away. I go, I'm running by the prison. Dun, 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 dun. Start running up that incline. I go, all right, I'm not here to impress anybody.
That's the thing. The inclines are the ones that really stress your heart. So
yeah.
That should tell you that I did cardiovascular.
I think you were on your third lap. I said, I'll run with you for a while.
So that was my last lap. When you
your last lap. Running, and you have a breathing pattern.
I do. It's weird.
I finally figured out your breathing because I thought you were dying.
Uh-huh.
We're not used to you doing athletic stuff. Yeah. I mean, let's be real here. And I thought you were, I go, are you all right? I even asked everyone, are you all right? I finally figured out who you sound like when you're breathing.
Who do I sound like?
If you listen, go back and watch Forrest Gump.
Uh-huh.
When Mrs. Gump is talking to Bernard from Lost, the principal,
my God.
And Mrs. Gump does a favor to get young Forrest into school with the principal, that's your breathing. I finally figured out that's your breathing.
It's not that bad.
I'm telling you guys, that was Jay.
I do breathe because I breathe heavy.
We were all concerned. Your mom was like going. I go. Oh, he's all right. He's been running for a couple months now. He's all right. He's done a couple 5Ks.
Yeah.
He did the one with the
paint being thrown in my face.
Yeah. I go, he's good. I go, he just how he breathes.
Well, plus all the pollen made it worse. It made it harder
to
breathe.
That was another thing I said, oh my God, this pollen's going
to
be bad.
But I definitely, because I have to, like, I have a tough time breathing when I run. That's the one thing I have to overcome.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better at it because I can have a quicker breathing pace, but I definitely have like a, Like I have to have
a rhythm
in my head.
Anyway, I'm not kidding. I go.
I ran all four laps and I walked the fifth. So
yeah, I walked it for the most part, but I did finish a lot of. I think a lot of people it maybe just thinned out, but it just seemed like there was not a lot of people there after when I started running that last lap. There was nobody in my way.
Yeah,
I was just running. But that's my problem. I run instead of jog. I just take off like a sprint. Of course, my sprint now is like a jog. but I've always done that where I've just sprint. But like a track, I've always, when you run a track, when I hit the turns, I would jog, and then I hit the turns, I'd sprint. I sprint on each turn when I would run long distance. That's how I did it. That's how you hit the turns, you to gain speed. But this was like, all right. And you had to go down. There was one part where it went off the street into a sidewalk.
Yep.
And so you had to kind of run down
it was like an incline.
A weeded area. Yeah. I wouldn't call it grass. It was like a weeded area, and you had kind of got, and there were holes in there.
Yeah.
So it was like almost like cross country, I guess, running.
A little bit.
But my body's not made for that anymore. My back and hip are killing me today.
Well, there is a 10K that's going to be in New York for New York Comic Con around the same time. And they're going to like run over the Brooklyn Bridge. I think that'd be a cool one.
Yeah, just that pavement stuff. I don't like running on the pavement.
It's all right. You have weak ankles. It's okay.
I have weak body. actually, my ankles feel fine. It's my hip and back that are killing me.
Really?
Hip and back are just... they're like screaming. It's like monkey throwing poop at me. It's terrible. Terrible. But that was fun. And then we did the... started the podcast. But the worst part was you guys were setting up everything. The only problem I hate about this year's location is it's upstairs.
Oh, so you had to bring up...
So my back and hip are already killing me. I'm walking up and down the stairs carrying this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. I had to actually stop a couple times. Uh-huh. I'm just like...
You're like Stanley and Starmageddon?
Yeah, it was, but it was warm there. It was hot.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I'm like dragging stuff up. Then finally other people got there and they started helping me carry the stuff up. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I can do this. This is ridiculous. I still got 12 hours to go. But, you know, later on in the day, we were about 9, 10 o'clock. My hip and back started bothering me.
Yeah.
Just from sitting there. And I was like, I know we're being on Ustream Live, so I'm trying not to look like I'm in pain. So like, I kind of lean back and go, pop the back and hip. But it was fun. I'm glad we did it.
Yes.
That was fun.
And 12 hours versus 30? Was it better? Or
I think it was better. I think we raised the same amount of money because you don't have that dead time.
Yeah, there wasn't any of the lulls.
No, it was just straight through.
It was like a straight 12 hours of...
And all the guests were great.
Yeah.
And it just kind of flowed and everything was... There was no... It's funny because usually I'll send a reminder notice out to people.
Yeah.
And it got so busy towards the end of the week, I forgot.
Yeah.
Not one person forgot. Now, I was still changing the schedule because a few people had to switch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change. The schedule wasn't completed till like just before I left for the run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that. I'm like, because I was also doing it on my phone. I'm like, can you do, and I'm trying to remember, okay, can you do this time? It all worked. It all worked out. But it was like, you know, because people have lives, they have work to do and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I can't do that time. But this time, I can you this time? Do this time? Mm-hmm. That time? This time? This time? Boom! 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 it was done because I, like I said, didn't the night we had the dinner the night before.
Yeah,
and I'm like going. I was working on it at the dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, can you do this time? Because I had like three people. I was moving around. I go, can you do this? Can this? 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 And I think I told you at the run. I go, it's done.
Yeah,
it's complete. I finally finished it. I was like, but I didn't remind one person. I usually send out a reminder, hey, look what this is. Everyone remembered.
That's awesome.
That's how great these people are. And you know, it's just like, and then Jorge did an extra half hour.
Yeah, he did.
He goes, yeah, I can stay on. It just amazes me how people take their time. And, and you know, it's for a great cause, and they take their time, and thank everyone for doing it.
Yep.
But it was a good time. I had a lot of fun.
People enjoyed the man cave. That's a tradition now, is checking out the man cave.
Yeah, it's tradition. I skip that part.
Yeah, you do skip that part.
I don't need to see the man cave.
But actually, we had a surprise experience. So Jamie, Coach Hill.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he'd never watched Lost. We were we had dinner at a...
Well, I knew he wasn't a Lost fan. Like, I knew,
I knew that.
This thing.
I knew that, but I when we were sitting in San Jose, he was... I don't know if he's talking to my wife or... We're all talking down there, and he goes, oh, I've never seen Lost. I go... What? And so he was talking about different, and then he started talking about some other stuff, but I was like going, what?
Yeah.
It was just like, I almost stopped talking to him right then.
Well, I think he started coming because he listened to Media Junkyard.
Right. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. He said he listened to Media Junkyard and they came down the first year.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's why he came and came to the whole thing. And I was like going, oh, I didn't know that. You just assume that people came because they listened. I just assume they listened to us. But you know, the whole Lost thing with
there. Yeah. So we were there, and we watched Parks and Rec and a couple other things. We brought Crossfire, and everyone was having a good time.
I like that Colleen tweeted that you guys as a group thought that, because I don't think you ever thought this, but I thought the Marshall and the Kate had a little thing going. Uh-huh. I always thought that. I always thought there was something, but they never showed it. You never thought that,
It just came. I was like, wait, you never see, because we were listening to some old Lost podcasts, which is some Scott and Steve episodes. Listen to our pilot episode, just kind of background, stuff. And then it came to the conclusion.
You didn't show play the first couple, did you?
I say I had the pilot because it's in that album or whatever as a bonus track
of our podcast.
Yeah,
bummer. The 12-minute spectacular was 12 minutes.
Most definitely.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. It honestly isn't that bad.
It is bad. You go back and listen to it. It's like, yeah, okay, all right. Because I remember we did it on the...
It's like, yeah, because I'm married. And as you'd breathe heavy. Remember you used to breathe heavy into the mic?
Oh, people complain about the mic thing for years.
Like, if you listen to it, you can
hear. Why am I here? I didn't want to do it. And actually, we did it up at Cool Ventures, the place where we recorded the podcast.
You know what we should have? That would have been poetic. So I was like, wait, you've never seen it before? I was like, that's it. We're watching the pilot now. You're going to sit here and you're going to watch the pilot. And... starting it as we were getting started, everyone was talking because, everybody was there, had seen it a few times, wanted to do like a drinking game and stuff like that. So they're trying to get that together.
Yeah, that's what you guys need is more drinking.
Right, yeah. Well, we have, the leftover beer that Chip and Sarah Mims graciously donated to the cause this weekend.
Well, Sarah was telling me at the dinner on Friday, things did Pilates. That I should be doing Pilates and my hip and back will feel better.
Well, there you go.
But the way she was talking, it's all this stretching and stuff like that was making me. I was in pain just thinking about it.
So they're all talking and stuff like that, and I was like, "Now listen, if we're gonna watch this, we're gonna watch this with Glatfelter rules, which is
no talking."
I was like, "This is his first time. We got to respect that, and no talking.
Can't talk." They were drinking, but there was no talking.
They started like, well, how much is that? I was like, you just lift up your glass that you're going to drink and then drink, but no talking.
Right.
Because I had to be like, I was like, shh. Anyway, but it was watching the pilot again. It's just that show is so dang good.
Yeah. Great pilot.
Amazing pilot.
I'd say probably the best pilot.
Like watching these new shows that we really like, nothing even comes
nothing compared. No, it had me at hello.
Because it's just the cinematography, the music, everything was just perfect.
I do think it's funny, though, that because they put on Facebook that you forgot we had spoiler segments.
I remember we had spoiler segments, but Connie's like, you had a girl that used to do news and stuff like that. I was like, I vaguely remember this. I don't remember.
So I saw it. And
we
then
did have a few people that we brought on to do spoilers.
And Ryan did it for a while.
Yep.
And I went, oh, what was her name? And I knew it started with a C. I go, Catherine. Da, da, da. And no one could remember. So what I did was I went on Google, Jane Jack spoiler section. And James came up.
I remember that.
I go, okay, James wasn't first.
No.
It was the girl. So when I went, I go, oh, you know what? I went on the Gmail account, Googled Jane Jack spoiler section. James came up again. I'm like going, all right, James, I get it. I got your name. There was a girl, and I did something else, and Carla came up. And I go, there it is, Carla. So I put it on the Facebook page because no one could remember it. I said,
yeah.
Carla and James. She didn't want to do it anymore, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of we had special guest segments, and most of the time they would just kind of stop doing them.
Yeah. And James was a contest. We had people send in
to be our next spoiler guy.
Yeah, our next spoiler guy. I remember people hated. A lot of people didn't like the spoiler because it was put in the middle of the podcast, and that was the biggest complaint. But we didn't listen to it.
Yep.
And I nothing personal against the people.
Well, that's because we had an AAC feed, so you could just skip.
Yeah, and I said, but people, I tell JJ, goes, there's an AAC feed they can skip. I go, all right, because people wanted to put it at the end, but we had different stuff at the end. So it just...
Well, I didn't like thematically to add it to the end of the show, but anyway.
But the thing is with the spoilers, I wouldn't listen to it because I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
So I would actually You just put it in there and we wouldn't listen.
That's where the term skip ahead came from.
Exactly. Skip ahead. But Carla and James.
But that was it. So we the hashtag was hashtag Jamie's first time.
Whoa, 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 Jamie's
another
crying.
Fun thing happened this weekend is the birth of Faux Fogan.
Yeah.
During our segment with Ralph. So Ralph has this little, you know, knockoff wrestling action figure called Tonto Ted.
Who I've kissed.
Tonto Ted is...
I have. I mean...
his own Twitter, Instagram, and everything like that. And the Adventures of Tonto Ted. Well, I found in a flea market a similar type of knockoff figure that kind of looks like Hulk Hogan.
It's a goofy looking Hulk. It's a goof. It looks like Hulk Hogan now. If you're listening to Hulk Hogan, that was Jay that said that.
So, you know, we came up with, you know, okay, we're going to call this guy because he's going to be Tonto Ted's enemy. And we're going to have a showdown at Comic-Con this year. And so there was a couple other names like Bulk Bogan.
Well, you looked up one and it was already taken on Twitter, right?
Yeah, one of them was already taken on Twitter.
So I was like, wow, really?
So came up with Faux Fogan.
Faux Fogan.
So he has his own Instagram, at Faux Fogan, and his Twitter, at Faux Fogan. FauxFogan.
I'm not following him.
You should, because he's already made a couple insults to Tonto Ted.
So. Really? So, all right, I got to go find it.
So currently
can
it's...
Can you write it down? Because I won't remember. Here.
I've tweeted it. FauxFogan. Faux Fogan.
I can do it right now. What am I doing? I have my computer right in front of me.
Technology, ladies and
Technology.
Gentlemen. So, yeah.
When did you catch up on your sleep?
I didn't.
Yeah, because we went... I didn't get any sleep on... Well,
except
I worked
for 3 hours before the meeting.
I worked Friday morning, so I got like 3 hours sleep on Friday. Mm-hmm. I got like, well, someone from Cindy's from the Iceplex texted us at 6:30 in the morning, Saturday morning.
Uh huh.
So I think I after we got home from dinner it was late, and I finally fell asleep about 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I get texted at 4:30 in the morning, at 6:30 in the morning. It's like 6:15.
Yeah.
I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, great, I got all up all night. Didn't get home from the ice because I had to make ice and stuff like that. So I didn't get home from there till like 4:30.
Uh-huh.
I fell asleep about 5:30, 6, and we got up to, and then I didn't sleep that night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like on 12 hours sleep. Then so we had our room painted.
Yeah.
First time we've ever had a room painted since we've been together 27 years. We've never painted our room.
Yeah.
Never. So I didn't paint it.
Yeah.
We hired someone to do it, which was the best thing because our room is not four. We did the ceiling also, and it's not a flat ceiling.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work, and these guys did it in like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So more power to. But then I had to put everything back.
Yeah.
And there's blinds, and there's the curtain rod thing, and there's the covers for the air conditioner, and there's the covers for the light switches. And I was body hurt. I'm tired. I'm irritable because I just, and I was honest. I told my wife, all right, I'll do it, but I'm gonna be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I said something else.
Yeah,
but I said I'm gonna be a jerk. Just let you know, I'm gonna be a jerk. I don't like doing this anyway. I don't like the tedious stuff, putting that stuff up. And I was cussing and swearing a little bit because you know things wouldn't. I go I forgot to get this tool when I was downstairs. I'd go, I'll get it. I go, you won't know where it's at. So I'm snapping at her the whole time. Of course, I had everything in the studio, everything from all the clothes, because we're supposed to have the room painted. Like, but I got sick, so I couldn't do something. So and then he had to cancel a few times. So like 3 weeks ago, it was supposed to be done like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I had to keep every day. I drag all the clothes out, everything out of the closets. And there's a lot of stuff. Not your kind of, you know, not all the crap you have, but there's a lot of stuff. So I drag it going. Your sister's room, because that's I go. Ugh. So I did this. I had the TV and I had everything in here. I mean, and she goes, "Well, your mom goes, well, you have to get it out." I go, "Why? You're recording tomorrow." I go, So I think we finished at 9:30 last night, and I still had shows to watch.
Yeah,
but I'm already tired.
Yeah,
so I had to watch the shows. I had to, you know, I have to do things. But I'm glad it's done.
Yeah.
But I was complaining all last night.
Mm-hmm.
All last night about it, I was complaining.
Did you at least get a good night's sleep tonight or last night?
I did.
Okay.
Because I went to sleep. Finally fell asleep about 2 o'clock and slept till 11 because someone was supposed to be here at 11:15.
Gotcha.
And they didn't show up till 11:45.
I was 11:37. Okay.
Okay. I said, Jesus, not only is he not here at 11:15, he's not even here at 11:30, the original time, because you had to set everything back up.
The problem is I had money that I had to give you from Austin's Weeks, checks and stuff people gave us at the thing. So I was already leaving the place, our house, and I was like, God dang, I forgot that stupid stuff.
You always have an excuse why you're late.
I know.
I remember when we used to...
You know what's so funny is I'm never late for work.
You can't be.
I know.
But I know when you used to work at the Plex at Cool Ventures, on Fridays, you'd always say... Because I know your plan was to wait until the first kid showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd call you, hey, you got to go. Oh, I'm just down the street. 30 minutes later, here comes Jay. I'm just down the street. It's like he's used the same excuse every week. Just tell me I'm late. I'm just waiting for the first kid for you to call me for the first kid to show up. Then you get up and... But yeah, we got the room done. It looks good. Looks great. Looks great. I'm glad it's done. It's not even done yet. I got to get new closet doors put in. I got to do it. There's other stuff that has to be done to it, but the main stuff
is done.
Is done. There's
looks good.
But I got to finish this room. The studio's not done. And I'll go back to next year. We will have a barbecue on Sunday because there's two factors this year. The pollen was really bad here. It was blowing everywhere, and I don't want to eat a pollen burger.
Yeah.
But also, my wife likes to have a house that looks like nobody lives in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And since we're doing remodeling right now, it looks like people are living in it.
Yeah.
Because I have to get my mom's flying out here in 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Soon.
I have to get everything done because my mom's never seen a house that's been lived in. So it has to be, because that's just my wife. That's just how she is.
Uh-huh.
Every time we had someone over for, you know, we had kids' birthday parties, I had to scrub the floors, do everything. And, you know, you'd scrub the floor, the kitchen floor. You know, I'd be up scrubbing it, you know, by hand, stuff like that, making it all shiny and bright. Yep. And the first kid would drop cake on it, right? I go, glad thing. I just look at my wife, look at the cake. And it would happen every year. Some kid would drop a big piece of cake all over the floor. I'm like going, I go, they're just going to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be clean. I don't want people thinking I'm a slob. And neither one of us are slobs.
Yeah.
We're clean people. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot easier since two of our kids are not living here full time anymore. I'm not going to point. So there's three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit there and say, you can be thinking I'm the one he's not talking about.
Well, I know I'm not the one he's talking about.
But you can sit there and you could lie to yourself. Well, there's three of us. Maybe he's talking about the other two. Anyway,
very funny.
But that is next year, I promise we'll play like cornhole, and because we couldn't have done that with the pollen flying all over the place.
No.
But we'll do, you know, we can do stuff and we'll have a barbecue, and that way people can sleep in on Sunday morning. And
be careful what you say with barbecue though, because some people feel that a barbecue is actual meal. A cookout is when you bring people out and make food.
All right, it'd be like hamburgers, hot dogs.
Exactly. Not barbecue.
Barbecue. I will barbecue hot dogs and hamburgers. But no, it was a good time, and I can't wait for next year. We're thinking about moving it back to March, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have we'll do a poll and see what works best for people and stuff. I heard there weren't going to be a lot of people there, but there were a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I give you guys credit for coming down to Raleigh.
Yeah,
long distance because I live here.
And Raleigh's not that bad. You just don't do anything that's fun.
Well, I
kind of a hermit.
That's other like the nightlife, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of eating is big here, but to me, it's like okay,
good restaurants, good micro brews.
Yeah, but you know, when you get older, it's like because I guess I ate at the.
You'd do that in San Diego too. You just stay in your home.
No, I'd go to Padre games. I'd go to Charger games. I'd go to sporting events and stuff like that.
That's what you need. You need more sporting.
No, I work 30 minutes away. I had to get, you know, to me, life is so easy here because I'm just down the street.
Yeah.
Back and forth. The Home Depot and Lowe's are close by. The place
you have everything within quick reach.
Because people are like going, hey,
stretching yourself.
They went to the Mellow Mushroom or something like that. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous place.
Oh, it's down. I go, and they go, hold on. I don't come downtown unless I have to.
Don't leave the Knightdale area.
Unless I have a ticket that I have to, if I have to come down to the courthouse, there's no reason for me to come downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not downtown guy. I avoid downtown.
I'm not downtown.
But it's right. I go, I'm not coming this way. They go, you know, I go, no, I don't. I don't go this way. This is like, it's like a force field. I can't cross. I can't hit it. Put the shields up.
Fun stuff to do down there, though.
I get it, but not for me. I'm 50. It stopped being fun when I was 50. You'll see. You're sitting there laughing at me, but someday you're gonna raise your kids and you're gonna have your job and you're gonna be like, I don't want to go. It's not fun anymore.
Well, no. At that point, that's the traveling times when we travel the world, go to Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah, I like to see the pyramids.
You know, Barry's gone there twice, and he got at work and he got sick. He didn't.
But see, Egypt and Mesopotamia are the birthplace of civilization, so yeah. I'd love to go see that.
No. I'd like to see the pyramids. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like downtown. Do I want to go downtown? I don't think so.
I think you're turning into a hermit crab.
Not a hermit crab. It's just certain things I just don't want to do anymore.
Uh-huh. Like leaving your house.
No, I don't mind leaving the house. I'm outside all the time. I'm working on the yard.
You don't like going more than 5 minutes from your house.
I'm like on a bungee cord. I can go so far and I get pulled back. So far, I get pulled back. It's like when we're driving downtown, my wife goes, no, I don't know where I'm at. We're down, because it was downtown. It was next to, I think that's the first time I've seen Pullman Park.
You ever seen Pullman Park before?
No.
Pullman Park's nice.
I looked at it, oh, that's the park everyone talks about? Nice. Nice. Nice.
See, that's your problem is, you don't go out and explore things, so you don't think there's anything here to do.
But it's not, I don't want to go do it. I've gone to the lakes and stuff like that. I've done the stuff. I've gone to Washington, D.C. You know, since we've been on the East Coast, we've done a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go do that. I've gone to Pittsburgh to see the Chargers Steelers. I've gone to Cleveland to see the Chargers.
That's not that bad.
I've gone to Washington to see the Padres. I love Washington. That's a fun place. Gettysburg and stuff like that. Anyway, I just, you know, there's certain things. I've gotten old.
Okay.
I'm old.
Okay.
You know, when you're, I don't know if I'll be around when you're 50. How old are you now?
28.
So 22 years, I'd be 72. Well, almost 73.
You should be around by then.
I might be at a home throwing poop at people when they walk by. Ah, I remember talking about throwing poop. That's all I'll remember. I'll take my diaper off and throw poop at people.
On that note, we should close out this show.
Well, you know what? Last week we didn't do our... None of us posted the
the
poll question. It just dawned on me. I remember.
Favorite Tom Hanks movie?
So the poll question this week will be
favorite Tom Hanks movie.
I apologize. Usually I think I post it, but it got busy. And people that are listening now, because we keep getting questions about the, will it be posted on the feed? Bits and pieces will be posted from time to time on the feed.
Yeah, because I mean, we reviewed it. I think we have just about everything's maybe like 15 minutes from Jorge's segment. But we'll be.
What happened to that?
The recorder that we had ran out of tape.
Oh, okay. But we do have the Damon Lindelof interview, which was very interesting. He couldn't talk about Tomorrowland.
No, but his new show, The Leftovers, seems really interesting.
Yeah, I think we have a new podcast for Jay and Jack.
But yes, also follow Faux Fogan on Instagram and Twitter, FAUX FOGAN, match of the century this year at Comic-Con.
There's something else I wanted to talk about from the weekend, but I can't remember what it was, so I apologize.
Save it for next time.
I probably won't remember. Warm Taffy segment got cut short. This is what I was talking about, but because there was an accident on the ice. Mm-hmm. A poor guy did something to his arm that, because people were asking, I went down to look at it. I go, look, I can't even do what. I can't even put my arm in the direction it was because it was like separated from his. And people are going, they were like shocked. And I think Colleen said, I go, it's broomball. She goes, well, I go, well, you have to work in an ice rink to understand it's broomball. It's going to happen. I mean, you see the worst things I've ever seen on the ice are from broomball. Because you get people that have never been on ice.
Yep.
They don't realize they're on shoes and you have to be careful.
Yeah.
And he was pretty cool. Because a lot of people have gone into shock because he was a mess. And he goes, oh, it's okay now. I go, do you want ice? He goes, are you want like jackets and stuff like that? Are you cold? He goes, no, I'm good because it's numbing the pain in my arm. But the paramedics took quite a while to get him off the ice. But I love the fact that Broomball Group didn't stop playing.
That was as they all gathered for a prayer.
They gathered. It was a church group.
I said, this is nice.
Yeah. All right,
start
game on,
and they start playing. Like, and the broom ball like went past them a couple times. Yeah. Like,
and people are diving on the ball and hitting him with the broom and stuff.
So anyway,
it's a sporting event. The game must go on.
I guess so. All right, well, that's it for this week. Again, thank you everybody coming out. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.